USA Radio News.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
Former Secretary of State James Baker fondly recalling former President George H.W. Bush today at a funeral service in Houston. The former 41st President of the United States is currently aboard a train heading to College Station, Texas, where he will be laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara. Search and rescue efforts continue off the coast of Japan where two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided. U.S. Ambassador William Hegarty learned about the crash during an event in Japan.
My heart goes out to the families and the colleagues of the Marines that are involved in this tragedy.
The House and Senate passed a government funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown for at least another 2 weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In advance of Friday's release of the government's jobs report, another such report falls short of expectations. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The report on private sector job creation from ADP and Moody's Analytics says there were about 179,000 new jobs created last month. That 179,000 is down from the 225,000 in October and below the prior monthly average of 203,000 that's been seen for several years. The gains were primarily in medium-sized businesses and were exclusively in the services providing sector.
Adults 21 and older can now have as much as 2.5 ounces on them and as much as 10 ounces locked up in their homes. It is worth noting, though, that you can still be fired from your job for a positive drug test. And in Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans, they're hoping to keep their slim playoff hopes alive as they face the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right? Like, you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, Texas A&M will shut down on Thursday for the burial of George H.W. Bush. The university says all non-essential personnel at the College Station campus should avoid the area because of the funeral procession. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.